I'm real proud of the products that I make. Everything I put out, I'm real picky about what I send out because my product represents who I am.
I do shipping and packaging of garments for mastectomy surgery patients. I wanted to be a part of it because my grandma had breast cancer and they didn't have anything for people that had had breasts removed.
Quality in my work is way important because that's part of me, part of the crew that we're putting out. Whatever goes wrong with that reflects on us.
It's a call center for the state, and anybody in the state of Oregon, I wake up in the morning and I say, well, let's go find out what the people in Oregon want to know.
OCE is the best thing going in prison, period.
The Oregon State Prisons. Beyond these tangles of razor wire and bar-covered windows lies an isolated world full of dark pasts, troubled lives, and unthinkable crimes. Those who land here will find themselves on a new life journey, a journey that begins when they cross the threshold, lose their freedom, and face the fall.
Intake is an amazing, it is the most horrible thing you'll ever live through, to become an inmate and to land in prison. And that's why they call it falling. You do fall, and you fall hard.
When I first got here, I was, they call us ANOs, and I remember sitting on my bunk, and it was a tearful experience. I thought, my God, I got to stay here for 30 years. What am I going to do?
You walk down a hallway and you carry two big plastic bags, about 30 pounds each, filled with bedding and clothing, and this is your world. And you walk down that long hallway and you set your stuff down in a cell, and this is where you're going to be. And it is a grave depression.
After a few days, the reality starts to sit in, and then you start wandering around sort of in a daze, wondering, you know, what am I going to do while I'm here?
After intake, the journey truly begins, and for Oregon inmates, this means finding a job inside the walls. This is where the Oregon Corrections Enterprises program steps in, offering jobs not typical of most prison work programs.
Some of the businesses we have here in Oregon Corrections Enterprises, you have call centers. Here in the valley, we have a print shop on the other side from this facility. Of course, the furniture factory, metal shop, upholstery shop. No taxpayers pay anything that goes into Oregon Corrections Enterprises. We're self-sustaining. That's one of the harder issues that we have, trying to make these businesses work. We have a great program here to teach these inmates good work skills. When they're doing their job, they actually start playing the role of having a real working environment.
When I walk into that job, it's a job. It don't matter if I'm there or on the streets. It's a job. I'm not an inmate doing a job. I'm doing a job, period.
We run it like a shop that would be ran outside. We have tasks at hand that have to get done. We have deadlines and due dates to meet. The clients are a lot of state agencies, colleges.
For U of O right now, we're doing $1 million job that's due July 15th. It's for one of the dorms. It's 387 wardrobes, 387 dressers, 393 pedestals, all new beds.
My main thing is knowing where the garments go, because I'm the last person that touches those garments before they go out to these patients. Things have energy, you know, and I like being able to put positive or caring or concerned, you know, energy into those garments before they go out.
Right now we are working on Madras. We've done Two Rivers. Correctional facility out there. The metal shop in the prison itself mostly does prison work for other prisons.
When it comes to us versus the community, quality-wise, they can't touch us. We put out a very high-quality product. Do you have some people that think you should receive the credit, and other people that, well, you know, you're an inmate, you're a lowlife, just do it, do what you're told. But when it comes down to the end and it all works out, it feels great that, you know, we took it on, we pushed it through, we got it done right, and the customer's happy.
Oregon Corrections Enterprises supplies the state with much-needed products and services. It also gives prisoners a productive way to do their time. But a prison sentence affects more than just the inmate, and many here view their jobs as a chance to help out their families on the outside.
When I chose to apply at the DMV, I had an emotional reason for that. I was in visiting one day, and there is a woman who worked there. She had a daughter with the same name as I did. And so she would always watch my daughter. And one day she came up to me and she said, "Baker," she says, "she's too skinny. What's going on with your daughter?" And so I asked my daughter later that day, I said, what's going on with you? Are you losing weight?" And she says, "Mom, I'm hungry." And it just killed me, because here was, I had just fallen into prison. She was 18. She had lost her home. She was just supporting herself. And I thought, okay, that's it. I walked back in the unit. DMV was hiring, and I filled out the application.
I have one goal, and that is my kids. By having the OCE job, I send $50 every month out to my kids. That goes to my mom. I buy all the bicycles, all the big ticket items they need.
I may not be able to do much financially, but I send her $50 a month, and that's all her shampoo. It's her, you know, paper towels. And it makes her believe that I'm willing to do anything I can. If this is all I have, she can have all of it. And it's made a big difference in our relationship.
The way that the phone system is set up, it costs me like $15 for a 20-minute phone call. And so I'm able to send money to my phone account, because my family, they can't accept collect calls on their phone. And so I can call and I can talk to my daughter a few times a month so that she knows me. So that she can, you know, she can hear my voice and know that I'm thinking of her.
Many prisoners are here only temporarily. 95% will leave these walls someday and live in freedom on the outside, where their success will depend on the skills they learned in prison, skills like those gained through the OCE experience.
If we can get a future, we're going to be okay on the day-to-day while we're in here. If we know when we get out, I'm going to be able to do this, this, and this. I have a friend who's in the hair design program. It changed her whole life, because now she knows she's going to be able to support herself. She's going to have a way to have her daughter be proud of her.
I'm grateful that I fell into OCE, that it took somebody to see something in me that I had and give me a chance and an opportunity to better myself and show that the person I came in here as, it's not the same person I'm going to leave as.
If I use the skills of OCE that I've learned at OCE, I should be able to get about $30, $32 an hour.
I want to have a job that's going to pay me great money, and that the community doesn't have to worry about me no more. That I'm not going to go out there, get back into drugs, and break into your house, and break into your car, and be the same person that I was when I first came in here. They ain't got to worry about that no more.
But a prison program can only go so far. Success on the outside comes from within the inmate. They must face their past mistakes head on.
My husband went into the restaurant to start the après ski portion. And when we went down the hill, he had been drinking quite a bit.
In 1984 is when I went to prison. I was over at OSCI for 10 years. I got out, was out for 3 years.
I beat a girl up, me and another girl beat a girl up, and it was pretty bad. She didn't do anything to deserve what happened to her.
Somewhere down the hill, we switched drivers.
I got a parole violation, and now I'm back here.
We got in a car accident, and he died that night. And another woman was killed who was head of a household.
Now I have to deal with the fact that I disappointed my family, that I hurt somebody that didn't deserve to be hurt, and that my child, she gets to I wasn't there for her first step, and I wasn't there for her first word, and I wasn't there for her first day of school.
You develop sort of a walk in here. You try to keep your dignity. And if you're smart, you'll take that time to really reach in and figure out, why am I here? What personal choices came together to make me arrive here? And you take that long, hard look in the mirror. And if you don't, you're crazy.
I go to work, and I don't just stand around at work. I actually get stuff done when I'm there, and I do have good work ethic, and I'm trying to make positive changes, and I'm trying to be a better person, and I'm trying to be a better parent, and I'm trying to be strong.
The person is not sincere in changing, you're not going to get them to change whether you put them through a program or not.
There's really good skills available if a person wants them, but nothing is handed to you. You have to want to learn.
So, prison life goes on. Inmates wake up each day, eat breakfast, go to work, like the free people outside. There's no guarantee for success, only time to think, learn, and act positively, with hope that the choices they make now will lead them far from the troubled pasts that put them behind these walls.